Starting Siman Shin Mem Gimel, which is Dinei Katan B'Shabbos, but the truth is this really is the Siman in Shulchan Aruch, where it deals with the halachas of the chiyum of a father and a mother and other individuals in regards to children which are potentially doing Yisurim, etc. What are the responsibilities in that situation? Which the Gemara presents that as the sugya of Katan Echol Nevelis. If you see a child doing an Aveira, the Gemara gives an example of a child eating not kosher food, do you have to stop him or not? So what are the chiyuvim of individuals in regards to interceding, and do they have to get involved or not? So let's see the Siman, and Mishabura will cover a lot of different scenarios. So it's not just Shabbos, it applies in many different areas. Katan Ochel Nevelis Ein Bezen Mitzubin Lahafrishay. If we see a child eating something which is usur, so there's a machlokes in the Gemara whether bezin has to get involved, and we're going to paskin ein bezin mitzvah lafrisha. Bezin is not mechuyev to get involved to stop the child from doing the veir of eating the veilus. He's a katan, and you're not mechuyev to stop him. Avul aviv mitzvah liger boy ulafrisha mi iser deraisa. Okay, but the father has a chiyuv to stop the child. Now, the Ramah adds the phrase Mr. Deraisa. Mr. Burr is going to say, I mean, the father's chiyuv of chinuch applies even to an Yisod Rabbanan. So, if the Yisod of the father's chiyuv is just the regular din of chinuch, there's no difference in the Deraisa and the Rabbanan in this respect. So, why are we just saying he has to stop him from an Yisod Deraisa? Okay. So, Mr. Burr is going to grapple with that point. We'll see that.
I thought there was something about others being obligated to be mafrishim from an Yisod Deraisa.
That's Machlokes in the Gemara.
And is this only on Lavim? What about Asin? What if you see a child that's not doing what he should do?
So we will. I promise you that the time we finish all the Mishaburas, you'll know all the answers. Malachilu biyadayim, but to feed him something which is osur, also feel the worm shasurim midevrei sofer. So now feeding over here doesn't necessarily mean only food. Means any situation where the adult is, as it were, causing the child to do the aveira. So that's osur, even if the isur is an isur rabbanon. Okay. What
does that imply that mechaber also holds that lafrisha is only on daraisas?
Yeah, the mechaber is not arguing that. So this issue of being ma'achal b'yadayim would be the same thing if the father would create a situation where he's sort of provoking the child to do an issur of Shabbos. He's asking a child to bring something to him, which would be through a situation of issur rabbanon. So you cannot do that. This whole machloikus of is under the age of chinuch, but once he reaches the age of chinuch, so then the acherim are mechuyev to get involved and be mafreshim once he's reached the age of chinuch.
What would that be, 5, 6 years old?
Normally the assumption is about between 5 and 6, yeah.
So in other words, before he's 5 or 6, the father has the obligation to separate him, but after 5 or 6, pretty much everybody does.
According to this opinion. This is a machlokes, right? And some say no, this opinion is the opinion, the first opinion, that there's no din in the bezdin, it's only din in the father. Okay, end of thought. New thought. A child who did something wrong when he was a katan, when he becomes an adult, we don't say he has to do tshuva for that avera that he done when he was a katan, because he was a katan when he did it. But it is appropriate in some way to rectify this, what he's done, even though it's not a full-fledged aveira and there, but in some way he should not have that. Some argue that this is only referring to something where there was some element of impacting somebody else, and that we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah. Okay.
What was the first thing you said? Angered his father.
I don't know. Okay. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Katan Achol Nevelis. So we see a child doing an Aveira. Who would then Shar Kol Yisurim Uchen Kilo Shabbos? This applies to any Yisur, applies to Chilul Shabbos. Im Oysel Adas Atzav, he's doing it for himself. Abel Oysel Bishol Godol, Tzarek Lim Chus B'yadok, Kilel B'sim Mishin Lamedal, Tzav Chaf Hei, Ayin Shom B'mishna Baruch. If the Katan is doing it for a Godol, the Godol has to stop him. Because then he's doing it Al Das, the Godol, so then that's already Oser. An example over there was the Katan who was coming to put out the fire on Shabbos, knowing that the Gadol would like him to do that, so the Gadol is mechuyav to stop the Katan. You can't have the Katan doing an Aveira al das the Gadol. So that's a different. So this is what's talking about, a case where the Katan is doing it not for a Gadol. Or and that pasha, that this would also be true though, even in the case we're doing it for a gadol, that gadol has a chiyuv to stop him. Other gadol and pashas do not have a chiyuv to stop. Okay, but the father is mechiyuv to stop him. I will love him. I feel the chana bana b'manoisa b'mitzvah for the love. His chiyuv is not only to stop him from doing averus. His chiyuv is to be mechanech him to do mitzvahs. I'll say, kinexiv chanak l'narapi darkei. He's mechuyev to be margalim and doing aseis. Kavacharim is mechuyev to stop him from doing los aseis. The chiyev is not only placed on the father, but the chiyev on the mother as well.
Would they say differently if there's no father?
As far as I know, not.
What about after a child reaches the age of bar mitzvah? Is you're still the parents still obligated to try and be get them to do mitzvahs? Let's say they're starting to backslide.
No, not really.
No.
The mitzvah chinuch does not. I mean, there is the mitzvah chesed. Part of the mitzvah chesed is that to help a person do mitzvahs. That you, the mitzvah chesed starts at home. But the special mitzvah called chinuch specifically applies before bar mitzvah. Mitzvah chinuch is to train them to do mitzvahs, and therefore when the chiyuv mitzvah, time of chiyuv mitzvahs comes, they're trained. That's the mitzvah chinuch. Once they're bar mitzvah, it's their own responsibility. They have a din of, they're adults and they have a chiyuv. Now obviously, it would make sense. It would be, if there's chesed, there's all the other mitzvahs, but the specific mitzvah called chinuch, the chinuch really applies until a child is an adult.
So how do
you, adult.
How do you respond to a child that says, look, I'm a bar mitzvah already, you know, don't give me a hard time about doing the...
You know what, I'm not going to get involved in that question right now.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Okay, so now he's mechuyev to, now the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah added Misur D'Oraisa, and like as I point out, the Shulchan Aruch is not an argument, it's not an argument. So what's this about Yisur D'Oraisa? It applies to the Rabbanus as well. Abemis, I feel it be Yisur D'Rabbanus Chayv La'Hafrish. The Chiyuv to be Ma'afrish applies even to the Rabbanus as well. The Tzorak L'Chanchu B'Mitzis D'Rabbanus, just like the Chiyuv to be Mechanchu B'Mitzis D'Rabbanus, Kli'a B'Sim Kuf Vav Sif Alev. Like we discussed over there, there's a Chiyuv to Mechanchu child for Tefillah, even though Tefillah Iker Chiyuv Tefillah is D'Rabbanus. So the chiyuv to be mafresh from the Yisurim Darabonon also applies. So what's the difference between the Derais and the Darabonon? El Nafka meaning like this. The Be'isur Darabonon Im lo hifrisho ha'av Ein bezen moichin b'yodai. I mean, so the Derais, the bezen moichin b'yad ha'av la'frisho. Even though the bezen is not mechiyuv to be mafresh, bezen is mechiyuv to force the father to be mafresh, to force the father to do his responsibility of being mafresh. So that chiyuv that was on the bezin to do the force the father to do his chiyuv applies by the raisas, not by the rabbanus. Okay, that's the first teretz that he says, and this is a Magen of Rome, if I recall correctly. It says that pshat. Pashtus. Yeah. Okay. Now, about Grob Hirsch, the guy says a different teretz. The Hachinok at Misa Deraisa. The reason why the Shulchan Aruch or the Rama added this phrase Misa Deraisa, the Misa Derabanan Pomer Shein Tzarich Lafrishay. Okay, that but it comes to the Derabanan. There are scenarios where the there's not a chiyuv of upon the father to stop the child, and furthermore, Vaflitin of the Chetchila Mutter. The scenarios where halacha actually allows the father to give to the child by serving the rabbanon. So now, obviously, feeding the child in Yom Kippur is not a problem because it's considered the kana, and that's not this discussion. It's not, he's doing an aveira, and you have to stop him. He's not an aveira; it's a mitzvah, right? But when it comes to rechitza and sicha, that assuming that the rechitza and sicha are also mirabbanan, they didn't ask the rechitza and sicha for a child because it's considered something which is beneficial for the child. It's not sakana. It doesn't go into the heter of sakana. The heter is the chazal, since it's something which is beneficial for the child, helps him grow to be healthy, help him grow healthy because he's clean, etc. And that was done through Ruchitza and Sicha. So therefore, Chazal allowed the father to do an act of Ruchitza and Sicha B'yadayim to the Katan on Yom Kippur if necessary. Okay, now, the Mishabura is Baruch Hashem true to form a Pasha, Dim Shama Livnoi Obito Haktanim, Shem Adam Lashon Hara, Mitzah Ligar Behem, Lafrishim Izeh. Obviously, it's appropriate to stop the child from doing the same lashon hara. Chemim machloikis u'sherker b'klolus. We have to stop him from any of the other isurim that people get involved in. Fights, sherker, klolus. Zeh rabim kamen the shalom b'zeh. Sheminichim livneim adar b'lashon hara achilus u'lekavu. They allow the children to act wildly. And Menasa Murgul Bezel, the child becomes accustomed to do that. Kol Kacha Chafila Kishnitz Gadol, Mishmei Shigesh Bezel Iser Gadol, Kashal Nifresh Mei Mehergeloi. Even though he realizes as an adult that it's wrong to do, but it's hard to change. Shehugul Bezel Shanim Rabbis, Vahir Dover Etzle Becheskes Heter. He's been doing it for many years, just being totally feeling comfortable that it's a right thing, it's acceptable to do. It's very hard to change. So you have to train the child from a young age, not to speak lashon hara, etc.
It's aside from the special hashivas of lashon hara to the chavetz chaim should be to all of this. It shows that those kinds of behavioral things are very embedded on the chavira, the erech eretz related things. Those are much harder to break than some of the others. He devotes more attention.
Right, that's what he seems to be saying. Yeah, I don't know the facts.
No, I understand. It's my own suggestion of why he seems to be much more
machmir. But the Shir Chinuch mitzvahs asay who b'chol chinuch b'fi charifusoy b'yidiyosoy b'chol dar b'fi inyonoy. So the age of chinuch for mitzvah asay, it depends on the child. Depends on the level of sharpness that the child has. Hold over the finyan, each thing, and then we apply it to each mitzvah as is. Once the child understands the concept of Shabbos, or chayv lagila lishmoy kiddush of Havdalah, he has a chiyuv to hear kiddush and Havdalah. Yudei lisatif kalocha, he reaches the age where he knows how to put it in a talus. Correctly, chayav betzitzis, chanal b'simin yozai, like you said before. I have many adults that still don't know how to do that. Take kokoyotze b'zeh, and all mitzvahs, etc. It continues along that way. Bein mitzvah say, shaltara, bein mishel, divrei, b'sefer. Abachinam b'loisa say, So that's why I say. But it comes to Loisa, it says, Bein shel Torah, Bein shel Divrayim, Hu b'chol tinuk shehu bar havana. When he reaches the stage that he understands, Shemeivin Kasharmu Moshe Zeh Osir Lasus Alecho, he reaches the stage to understand that he's told that you can't do that. So there's no specific action which he has to do, it's just don't do. So, and knowing how to put on tefillin, he's like Ivan the key of Chinuch and tefillin. Even the tefillin is extraordinary. Just, you know, I mentioned it already because of this of Gufnaki. So therefore, that many people have a minig not to be mechanach the child very early on from Chinuch and tefillin. There are some people which are not makbid on that. They're mechanach the children in tefillin early. But he has to understand how to put on tefillin properly, the kavanah you have to have when you're putting on tefillin. First has to know to do itzuf of tzitzis properly. Person has to understand the concept of sukkah, what it's about. Right? He has to understand what Shabbat, the message of Shabbos, so he can understand what Kiddush and Abdullah are about. That's when the chiyuv starts. Understanding that you can't do something doesn't have to be a tremendously brilliant kid.
Well, do you have to understand why it is you're not doing this?
You know, you have to understand where when it applies.
Right, so like a Hilchos Shabbos, there are technical many things we've learned would be very hard to explain to a...
No, you have to know why. You have to know what. You can't do this. I see a child doing bar rare, he can't do that. That's enough.
Mash and this you can't mash, but he doesn't know why this and why that.
Nah, you don't need to know. But the point is, he doesn't understand that Shabbos represents holiness to Kodesh Baruch Hu, right? Now, a three-year-old, you also tell him no, and he understands the word no, but he doesn't stick to no. That's not called the age of Bar Havana.
Right.
I mean, the age of the child of 4 or 5, he understands that there's certain things you can't do, and that's part of his life. There's certain things you can't do. That's called Bar Havana.
But again, does it mean that he'll be able to carry this forward to know in a similar situation next time not to do this activity?
No. I'm training him with the concept of the things you can't do. I'll give him the details. Eventually he'll get it, you know, as he goes along. Avotinuk she'enu bar havana klal. The child is totally not in the level of havana. He doesn't understand what you're not allowing him to do. So, saying you can't do that. He doesn't know what that means. You know, they tell a child who's a year and a half old, you can't turn on the lights. He understands the word no, but he has no understanding that what the no is specifically about lights and not about jumping, you know, or moving his hand. He doesn't get the what action he's being prohibited. So that's not called the Bar Havana. So the Dinei Chinuch don't kick in yet in that situation. So he's in a situation of an Isser Tumah that you have to take him out. He doesn't understand what exactly is the issue that we're, you know, not the why, but the what. He doesn't get the what. He can't be in the house because it's cold, because it's hot, because there's somebody dead. He can't connect the dots. So he can't connect the dots. So that's not a chiyuv.
Well, isn't that similar to what I was asking, though? The cases where there's some subtlety here that makes this borer. Is he connecting the dots there if you simply say no?
But the general concept of Shabbos, he understands the things you can and cannot do. He'll learn all the details.
Well, so you can tell him a dead person also. I mean, maybe people might understand that, though, at a very high level. Very young could understand a lot.
No, when the child doesn't understand that I can't be in a house. Why? Because there's somebody that... That's not something which he's able to put the details
Shabbos
together.
Again.
What?
And Shabbos again? I mean, I'm not sure. I don't really see the distinction.
No, they're the same thing. I'm saying that at the age of 4 or 5, you can understand that the 2-year-old doesn't connect dots because there's somebody dead, therefore I can't be in the house because I'm a kohen. Like, the words, he hears say, like, you repeat all the words, but they don't mean anything to him. Like, he says, so the Shabbos, I can't do this. He's got words, but that doesn't, he has no understanding of what's happening, really.
He doesn't get the concept.
So there's something called Shabbos that you can't do certain things on Shabbos. The child's 4 or 5, he gets that. The kid gets, I tell the kid, no, don't hit your mother, right? He's still going to hit his mother the next time because it's not at the age of 1 and a half, that just, you know, that's, he's still not getting it. You know, he hits a little bit older. I'm not saying that we should let him hit. I'm saying, but the point is that that's not the mitzvah chinuch. Mitzvah dinei chinuch. Lachnisa b'bayis shetumah b'zoicha, b'chelitzit b'shar yisurim. However, to, as it were, to bring him to do the aveira. In other words, he's the father's the one who's putting the child into the feeding the child the aveira, literally, by bringing him to that house where the tumah is, or to give him anything else. Also, feel b'tinuk shenu bar havana adayin. But I can't feed the child something which is also to eat. So I can't give him an action to do, which he's going to do, which is also him to do. That's also. Okay. Mikomokam Ashes Koyan Muberis, Shekorbu Yomehalo Ladis. The woman is Muberis, and she's very close to the time of childbirth. So we should say, if she's right now in oil or mace, she can't be there because maybe the child will be born. And she, as it were, brought the child to a situation of tumah.
Why is it the gender important?
There's no issue being matama, a girl.
Oh, she has no.
Muteris the covenant to chachil ba'al ames daf shenir alone shavari tailed shom vlad. She's ready to give birth. Shem yiyah zocher v'yitmasham. And if it's a boy, it'll become Tomei, that's Osir. Filhochi Mutter, the Seksekehu, Shemi in the Keva, Shemi in Navel. So the Mor says that we deal with that as the Roiv says that it's not going to be a Zocher, a viable Zocher, that she has an Isser of bringing that child to there. So she's now, and once the child's born, since she was there, Beheter, the child is there, so it's not called being Safa B'Yadayim, so you just don't Bechiv to take him out. That's a child's not a bar of 1 o'clock. You're allowed to leave him in this situation of bar lemeis.
How would one translate lispos?
Lispos is an Aramaic word which means to feed.
Oh.
Safer lebiadayim, yeah. Okay. Now the Mishnah Berurah over here. You look at the Nesiv Chaim and the Shartzin and Chassid brings this is the Nesiv Chaim. The Rekeach says there's an Isser for a woman who's a Beishas Kayan to go into the oil of mace. That's what Rekeach says. So the Magarum says, I don't get it. And then the Rekeach says, well, maybe you can matal tzveik tzveik. And he says, it Tara Blue is not Matama. The Magarum understood that he meant the problem is because on the Tzad, the child is Zocher, and towards that, you know, when the child's already developed, there's a zocher in her stomach, and she has an issue with tam and a zocher. So the Magen says, "There's no tara blua, is not batame. It calls around the child inside of her. It's not makabel tumah. So there's no iser." So the Siv Chaim says, "No, that the issue with the Merkab was talking about is not a woman who's pregnant and she's 3 weeks away from giving birth, but she has a zocher in her stomach. That's not what we're talking about. A woman is imminently giving birth, and that's the case. That's what Mishnah Berurah is explaining." Okay. Osir Dalad the chilah b'yadayim is osir chilah b'dvarim shesur midi b'yaservim b'chol adam. This is an issur not just to the father. This is issur to all any adult. Chilah tinuk enah bar havana klal. Even though the child is not understanding, there is a osir min haTorah. If you don't know me to see, but shrotzim it says lo soichlum kori yaseiruhu. So Chazal Darshan, Kibbutz Chazal, the Rosh Lomer, Lo Yisachilum L'Ketanim. Not Lo Yisachilum, you should not feed it to a child. Chem Adam Ksiv, Kol Nevesh Mechem Lo Yisach Adam, Kibbutz Chazal, the Rosh Lomer, Lo Yisachil L'Ketanim. Chem Atumas Kanim Ksiv, Emor V'Amarto, it says it twice, Emor Mechazal, Emor L'Gdarlim Shiyar M'L'Ketanim. L'Gdarlim Ebechiv, to make sure the Ketanim, that the Ketanim don't do the Severo. So, which means, the way Chazal understands, means you can't put them into that situation. And we learn out from these three, the Kol Tarkula, that the Isser of creating the Isser for the child alone, the more it goes through, you have a general rule that three psukim kechud you don't learn, the more it says each one is, there's a trichas of each one, so then it's not called boy and kechud. The Holy Spirit also lachilum or the tavoisim shayavara. You cannot give it them directly. You cannot even tell them to do it. can also lead to him to tinnik dabar meichel shal yisra afil al yisra kboi shema yachlenu tabi ki mechila bidayim. So the Gemara says in Shabbos that they can't give a child a non-kosher grasshopper to play with because he might eat it, because apparently that was a possibility that the kid's going to eat the grasshopper.
So adults eating kosher ones.
What?
So adults eating kosher ones. I guess little small enough kill for any of
it. Right. So saying, so if you give him a kosher one, it's not the end of the world because he'll eat the kosher one. So there's no din shkita on it. So
you have an Eivor Menachai.
There's no Eivor Menachai in it either.
On a grasshopper?
Right.
You mean it's
you can eat it live if you want. I'm not saying it's not considered a shekets, but you know, for the kid, that's not a permanent problem.
Is there malchus on this? Does anybody on this low sochlu, low sachi
name? Not that I'm aware of.
And they don't count it in Tariag, right?
No.
What is it? It's like a.
It's a prat and the din to muskahanim.
But
then you learn out from that, and then you look at the kula. That part of the shmir mitzvah is to make sure that you don't give it to a child to do. So if you give him a kosher grasshopper, we don't mind if he eats it. But if you give him a non-kosher grasshopper, that's the problem. He's going to play with it, and he's going to stick it in his mouth and eat it. So that's called yura meichelin. So it's also, which are even things are also made rabbanon. Learn that Yehuda sheitan davar yisur l'tinuk gam ken osur. So now there's some amira la'akim. You can't tell a goy to give the child such a thing. Kamei b'chol yisur damira la'bekaglulim osur. This amira la'akim we pointed out one time is lav dafka by Shabbos. Amira la'akim applies. The Gemara applies it to muzzling an ox. You can't tell a goy to muzzle your ox for you because of this of amira la'akim. So you can't tell a goy to feed non-kosher food to the katan.
Why does the verse specify the kol isrei Torah asur lachlan? Because the mechaber says afilu divrei sofrin.
Well, we're learning out that this is all the drasha of these three psukim are derises, that the drasha is told the derises. Now there's the next step. The isur of derbanan. If a person is michael a katan a derbanan, he's not urban isur derisa. Person Michael Lakotan and this is the Raisa, so he's already said the Raisa.
Bachinuch on Rabbanans is the Raisa,
that's a Machlokes Rishon. Like everything. Okay, come up, holy serum the mirror, let me go to the Osir, Kolshkin, Lerma Latinic, that's my Sheikhul the Osir. So you tell the child directly to do it, that's more of an element of being Michael. Okay, we matir tzarich l'kach gan shul ksas chayla. If you talk about the siddur rabbanon, which the child needs, gan shul ksas chayla mutar l'armer le'ever geludim l'hachil le'isam. I feel b'davar shu'asim in atara. V'chein noigim bePesach shemutzavim le'ever geludim lisa atinik al beisur l'ashkus chometz. Now, the goy feeding the child chometz, it's not an issur d'oraisa, it's an issur d'rabbanan. Tell the goy to feed the child chometz. It's an issur d'amir lakim, which is the d'rabbanan. If there's a valid need, because the child is like a mixes chayli, so you can do that. You can't have the goy do it in your house. You tell the goy to take it to his house and do it there. Now, the child cannot move. The guy will bring the chametz there, but you're not kind of it. It's the guy's. You have that not to be kind of. It's the guy's chametz. You're not chay by yiroah. The guy's chametz in your house. Well, I feel the chametz coming to the palm. He's not there the whole time. So you can ask another katan to give it to this katan. He can't do it himself. But you can't pay the goy because then you have a lot of other problems. Now take a look at the bir halacha over here. The Rashi's opinion is that you could, if it's something which is a need of the child. So the Rashi's case over there was giving a child to carry something in the Carmelis. So carrying a Carmelis is Durabonin. And it's the food for the child, not the Mitzakana, you know. It's his peckle. He's not doing it for the father. He's doing it for himself.
So this is like the grub we saw by Yom Kippur.
Right, but so the grub sees it in specific Rabbanans. Pasha according to Rashi, it's any Rabbanan. That's how he learns up the Gemara over there. So that if it's the Isser of being Safir Le Biyadayim under Rabbanan is only if it's a Sarach HaGadol. But if it's a case where it's a Sarach HaKatan, according to the Rashba, it's Mutter. Again, Sarach doesn't necessarily mean he needs it, but it's for the purpose of the Katan. So you're using the word Sarach over here in a very, very loose translation. So the Chiddush HaRim, the Moshe Pasuk is like this. The Chiddush HaRim, and a lot of Chassidish HaPoiskim, so I remember in Tells, one of my chaverim, his masara is Chassidish Masara. He would give his kid a pack of Cheerios to take with him for Shabbos davening, and he would carry it from where we lived to where the yeshiva was. There was no Erev because there was a hefsek it went under an interstate. The minhag is not to make an Erev under the interstate, but Pasha under this state doesn't have it in the rice of Shash the rice of Shazarabba. So, but we didn't make the Erev, so because you'd have to. So he would carry from where the Kerlel houses lived in that area. He would carry through the Carmelis to the yeshiva. The kid would take him, every Shabbat, he'd take a little packet of Cheerios with him. And that's that because it was for the purpose of the child. So according to this Rashi, it's mutter. Right. So then he just points out, because of the Chumash of Kevager, so there are tiltal swarm, basically this is, but Makam Shein Erev, Ayyad Tinuk, Yeshis, but was El Rash, but this is the abundance of Fidin Lebiyadayim. So people had this great idea they could have the kids carry the sitter to Shul for the father. So the Kevager of Heshad is Eino, the Hod, the Haran, Kosim, Perak, Kolkisoy, Lehayyad, the Afla, Rash, but the Sefidin Le Raklet, Sarchoy, below the Sarchenu. The other Rabbi Mechina Biyari, then we're Mechiv to stop him. Okay, but Yesh Lekana, Lita Latina, Chumash, Vesidr, Shiyah, so the basic test is Litzarach Atzmoy, Lehispala, Lishmoy, Kriya Torah. May the Sarah go to Limor, Lehispala Yachin, and then the father could daven together with the child in the same Sidr. If the child actually is davening, right, the child's actually, following laning. So then at that age, so the father, according to that Rashba, you would have an Eitzah. But do it for the father, that's definitely also. Okay.
The key, would that apply to, say, a house key that the child will also need to get in?
So it depends. If there would be something with which there would be a real need for the child to carry, but if it's just really carrying it for the father... I would be hesitant on that.
Well, why is that any worse than the sitter?
The child actually needs a sitter. The child needs a sitter.
The child doesn't need the key.
The father needs the key. It's not the child's responsibility to have a key to the house.
Oh, I see.
The point is that I as an adult need the key, and I'm asking my kid to take care of my problems. Over here, the kid needs a sitter to daven from. But somebody's old enough to even daven. So he needs a sitter.
Right.
That's a bona fide need of the child.
Yeah.
I will join him davening with his sitter.
Yeah.
Right, but I.
But if the child's old enough to use a key. And
yeah, so that's the thing. Depends on the situation, right? I don't think we should try and run to the end of the siman. Let's hold it here.